ਧੰਨ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਓ। ਇੱਕ ਓਅੰਕਾਰ ਸਤਨਾਮ ਕਰਤਾ ਪੁਰਖ ਨਿਰਭਉ ਨਿਰਵੈਰ ਅਕਾਲ ਮੂਰਤ ਅਜੂਨੀ ਸਭੰਗੁਰ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਜਪ ਆਦਿ ਸੱਚ ਜੁਗਾਦ ਸੱਚ ਹੈ ਭੀ ਸੱਚ ਨਾਨਕ ਹੋਸੀ ਭੀ ਸੱਚ। ਧੰਨ ਪਿਰ ਇਹ ਨ ਆਖੀਅਨ ਬਹਿਨ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਹੋਏ ਏਕ ਜੋਤ ਦੁਇ ਮੂਰਤੀ ਧੰਨ ਪਿਰ ਕਹੀਐ ਸੋਇ ਸਾਹਾ ਅਟਲ ਗਣਿਆ ਪੂਰਨ ਸੰਜੋਗੋ ਰਾਮ ਸੁਖ ਹੈ ਸਮੂਹ ਪਇਆ ਗਿਆ ਵਿਜੋਗੋ ਰਾਮ। ਮੂੰਹ ਕੇ ਉਚਰਹ ਸ਼ਸਤਰ ਖੱਟ ਪਿੰਗ ਗਿਰਨ ਚੜ ਜਾਏ ਅੰਧ ਲਖੈ ਬਦਰੋ ਸੁਣੈ ਜੋ ਕਾਲ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰਾਏ।
ਸਤਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਓ। ਹਰ ਤੀਜੜੀ ਲਾਵ ਮਨ ਚਾਉ ਪਿਆ ਬੈਰਾਗਿਆ ਬਲਰਾਮ ਜੀਓ। ਸੰਤ ਜਨਾ ਹਰ ਮੇਲ ਹਰ ਪਾਇਆ ਵਡ ਪਾਗਿਆ ਬਲਰਾਮ ਜੀਓ। ਨਿਰਮਲ ਹਰ ਪਾਇਆ ਹਰ ਗੁਣ ਗਾਇਆ ਮੁਖ ਬੋਲੀ ਹਰ ਬਾਣੀ। ਸੰਤ ਜਨਾ ਵਡ ਭਾਗੀ ਪਾਇਆ ਹਰ ਕਥੀਐ ਅਕਥ ਕਹਾਣੀ। ਹਿਰਦੈ ਹਰ 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 ਤੁਨ ਉਪਜੀ ਹਰ ਜਪੀਐ ਮਸਤਕ ਭਾਗ ਜੀਓ। ਜਨ ਨਾਨਕ ਬੋਲੇ ਤੀਜੀ ਲਾਵੈ ਹਰ ਉਪਜੈ ਮਨ ਬੈਰਾਗ ਜੀਓ। ਹਰ ਤੀਜੜੀ ਲਾਵ।
ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੀ ਵੋਲ ਬਿਨ ਬਲੈਸਡ ਬਾਈ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ। ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਅਨਲਾਈਕ ਐਨੀਵਨ ਦੈਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਐਵਰ ਕਮ ਔਨ ਦਿਸ ਅਰਥ, ਐਨੀਵਨ ਦੈਟ ਵਿਲ ਐਵਰ ਕਮ ਔਨ ਦਿਸ ਅਰਥ ਐਂਡ ਐਨੀਵਨ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਟਲੀ ਔਨ ਦਿਸ ਅਰਥ. In the past, just as a battle is fought, a king or a ruler or a government, first they send foot soldiers. When foot soldiers can't win the battle, it goes on. You send cavalry, so horsemen. So in the modern day, you start sending machinery. If that doesn't work, then you go up, you go to artillery. It carries on going. And then when the situation gets so gross, it gets so difficult, then the monarch, the ruler, the government, they come themselves, the king comes themselves. In that same way, God throughout the ages, throughout time, has sent his messengers, his prophets. He has sent his incarnations that were given some of his powers. But when it came to 1469, by that time, Tan Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, when they came to this earth, it had got so bad that Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj had to come, because Akal Purakh Vaheguru, God himself, had to come. It got to that stage, it got so dire. And coming on this earth, so Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj took on 10 forms, or 10 Guru Sahiban. So that is directly the form of Akal Purakh Vaheguru. And in the days that just passed, we celebrated the Gurpurab of the fourth Satguru, Sodhi Sultan. Sodhi is the family that they come from, and Sultan means the king. So the king amongst all Sodhi, Sri Guru Ram Das Sahib Ji, that Avtar Purab was only a few days ago. And Sri Guru Ram Das Sahib Ji, founded the city of Amritsar Sahib, they did immense seva of the previous Satguru Sri Guru Amar Das Sahib Ji. They were married to Satguru Sri Amar Das Sahib Ji's daughter, Bibi Pani Ji. But even becoming a relative and a son-in-law, and many of us will know that in the family environments that we live in, a son-in-law is someone that is held of great esteem, with great respect. I'm sure it will be in most of our families that jadon jawai aave, or the people that we call fuffad ji, ona da vadh ke satkar hunda, they're given more respect. And Sri Guru Ram Das Sahib Ji is the jawai, the son-in-law of Sri Guru Amar Das Sahib Ji. Par tan satgura di nimrata, the humility that they had, phir vi ona ne kar di tokri, they engaged in manual labor. They did groundwork when the Bauli Sahib was being founded by Sri Guru Amar Das Sahib Ji. Unhone hatthi seva kiti. That Sri Guru Ram Das Sahib Ji in their life, jithe bohat jada parupkar kita, they alleviated, redeemed mankind in many different ways. They also gave this Pavan Gurbani of Lava. Yesterday, we were blessed to arambh the vichar, to begin the Katha of Lama Gurbani, and we, with Satguru Sahib Ji's Kirpa, we did the vichar of two Lama. Obviously, many of us weren't present for yesterday's Katha, so just a brief recap. Where we come from, India, and where Satguru Sahib Ji took their form, the light of God took a human form, that the country was India, and we followed the cultures, the norms of that society. But society had become corrupt and many things had been monopolized, so only one section of society they were accessible to. And education, and especially religion, the teaching of religion, it was only open to one caste, the Brahmins. So for all the things, if you had a child, to name the child, you would have to go through a Brahmin, and then to get educated, you would be taught by the Brahmins. And in that way, when you would get married, it would only be Brahmins that would have the education to read the verses to get you married. But Sri Guru Ram Das Sahib Ji does this kirpa, and the Sakhi goes that a Garib Gursikh that lived in the city of Sri Amritsar Sahib, and Sri Guru Ram Das Sahib Ji had just founded the city of Sri Amritsar Sahib, and obedient Sikhs, those Sikhs that had devotion, oh apna sab ko chhad ke, they were coming into the city of Amritsar Sahib and settling there. It's very difficult to move houses. Many of us may have moved houses, but ona sikha di sharda si Guru Sahib de bulave te, when Guru Sahib called them, so they moved here to the city of Amritsar Sahib. Idde nove paasha ji de vele kai gursikh parivar, they came to Sri Anandpur Sahib because Maharaj founded that city. And this Garib Sikh, he had just established here, he was quite poor, and he set up an agreement with the Brahmin priest that I wish to get my daughter married on so and so date, and they agreed a payment of 50 rupees. But when it came to the day of marriage, he saw that the bride was dressed nicely, the family, they were all dressed with beautiful clothes, expensive clothes. Ode manvich aya. In his mind it came, they must have other money as well. And then he demanded another 50 rupees when the groom, so the person that his daughter was getting married to, when they had arrived at Sri Amritsar Sahib, he demanded a further 50 rupees. And the Brahmin became, the Sikh became increasingly worried. Anxiety grew that hun main ki karan. So a Sikh always turns to Satguru Sahib Ji. He came to Satguru Sahib Ji, and Satguru Sahib Ji was sat at Sri Ramsar Sahib on the bank of the Sarovar in Samadhi. Utthe Satguru nu benti kiti, and Satguru Sahib Ji said, bring yourself, your daughter, and the groom, bring both parties before me. And when they came, ta utthe Satguru Sahib Ji ne phir, they recited these 4 lama, and as the lama were being recited, from Satguru Sahib Ji's sacred mouth, os vele from Satguru Sahib Ji's sacred tongue, the Gursikh couple, they did parkarma, they went around Satguru Sahib Ji. Just as we now at the marriage ceremony, we go around Tan Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. So that is the background into why Lama was recited. It forever broke us from the shackles of being under someone else. And it also established that we are worshippers of Shabad. Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji's Bani says, Shabad Guru Surt Tun Chela. When Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj came to get married, also Guru Maharaj Ji refused to do the marriage ceremony of that time, and instead they wrote Mool Mantra on a piece of paper and did Prakarma four times of that piece of paper on a Rumal that had Mool Mantra Gurbani on it. Sri Guru Amar Das Sahib Ji Maharaj had many Gursikhs married, from one which was by Prema Ji Prema Kodi, whose name was later changed to Murari. And during his marriage, Utte Anand Sahib da paath hunda si. And Anand Sahib padan da rivaj vyah de vich maryada e banni Guru Tisre Pasha Ji ne. That's why the ceremony is called Anand Karaj Sanskar. And Sri Guru Ram Das Sahib Ji gave this Gurbani for ever embedding that Gurshabad, the oath is tarike naal. So the Gursikh takes the sanctuary of Shabad always at all stages in his life. Sri Guru Gobind Singh Sahib Ji, so this is the Mahatam of this Gurbani. Whenever we do part or we do Katha of Gurbani, of that particular Gurbani, we narrate the Mahatam. The Mahatam means the greatness. And if we know the greatness, that automatically it gives us encouragement to read that Gurbani. So the Mahatam or the greatness of this Gurbani that is sung, that is narrated by great Gursikhs, Gurmukhs, is that a time came when in the Darbar of Guru Kalgitar, Sri Guru Gobind Singh Sahib Ji Maharaj, the Sikhs said, in Gurbani we hear of ghosts, of souls that have not been redeemed, that are not mukt. We wish to see them. And Sadhguru Sahib Ji said, Theek ya. And they read a pangti from Gurbani, from Sri Sukhmani Sahib Ji, Sarb Poot Aap Vartara, Sarb Nain Aap Pekhanhara. And all of these spirits, they appeared. And they were numerous, there were countless spirits that were present there in Sri Anandpur Sahib. And Guru Maharaj Ji asked them, that thwadi bhai ginti kinni hai, how many are you in number? And the spirit said, there are many of us, but our number has been greatly decreased. Our panth, our society, our species was much greater. And Satguru Sahib Ji asked, why has it decreased? And they said that before, in the olden ceremony that was done around fire, os vele we used to take a hair from the body of the bride and groom, and then when they used to die, we used to unite with them and make them one of us, make them a ghost as well. But jadon da Sodhi Sultan Sri Guru Ram Das Sahib Ji have created these lama, the part of lama, and that is done at the marriage ceremony, we are not able to touch the couple. And for that reason, we cannot incorporate, assimilate some more people into our species. So Sri Guru Gobind Singh Sahib Ji, as the Gursikhs have told us, at that time said that Es Gurbani nu kant karo, memorize this Gurbani, so you are forever protected from these souls, from these species that have not been redeemed, that have not received the grace, the benevolence, the love of Tan Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj, Akal Purkh Vaheguru, and recite it daily as you recite your Panj Baniya. So that is the Mahatam of this Gurbani. And we should also recite this Gurbani, because this age of Kal Yuga is very terrifying. Just before we carry on to do Vichar of the third and the fourth Lam, a Sakhi that has just sprung up in my mind. The priest, the Granthi of Sri Harmandir Sahib at this time, one of the priests, Singh Sahib Gyani Sukhjinder Singh Ji, they narrated this to me, that they went to visit ਜੋਤੀ ਸਰੂਪ ਇਜ਼ ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵੈਦ ਛੋਟੇ ਸਾਹਿਬਜ਼ਾਦੇ ਸਾਹਿਬਜ਼ਾਦਾ ਬਾਬਾ ਫਤਿਹ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਬਾਬਾ ਜ਼ੋਰਾਵਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਵਰ ਕ੍ਰਮੇਟਿਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਰ ਵਾਜ਼ ਅ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਮਹਾਂਪੁਰਖ ਦਾ ਰਿਸਾਈਟਿਡ ਦਾ ਬਾਬਾ ਸੰਤੋਖ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਵਿਜ਼ਿਟ ਦਮ ਐਂਡ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੀ ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਟੋਲਡ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਵੈਰੀ ਟੈਰੀਫਾਈਂਗ that jehdiyan eh avagat roohan ya these spirits that have not been redeemed they are illa wangu asman vich uddiyan firdiyan like so vultures they are flying around and they are so numerous there are such a vast amount of them and for these reasons we have gurbani and we should always take the sanctuary of gurbani this is not to scare anyone but eh mahatm hai laawan de paath da that whatever gursikh ਇਹਨੂੰ ਕੰਠ ਕਰਨਗੇ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਨਿਤ ਪੜਨਗੇ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਸੇਵਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਲ ਦੀਜ਼ ਅਕਾਊਟ ਕਲਾਮਿਟੀਜ਼ ਸੋ ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਦੀ ਕਥਾ ਆਪਾਂ ਆਰੰਭ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗੇ ਹਾਂ ਸੋ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਓ ਫੋਕਸ ਆ ਮਾਈਂਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਫੋਕਸ ਆ ਮਾਈਂਡਸ ਫਰੀ ਦ ਵੇ ਦਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਹੈ ਸੈਡ ਐਂਡ ਗੱਜ ਕੇ ਸੋ ਲਾਊਡਲੀ ਐਵਰੀਵਨ ਸੈਜ਼ ਸਤਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ
ਹਰ ਤੀਜੜੀ ਲਾਭ ਮਨ ਚਾਉ ਪਿਆ ਬੈਰਾਗੀਆ ਬਲ ਰਾਮ ਜੀਓ
ਹਰ ਤੀਜੜੀ ਲਾਮ ਸੋ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਥਰਡ ਲਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਲਾਮ ਮੀਨਸ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਅ ਪਰਕਰਮਾ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਅਰਾਊਂਡ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਓ ਅ ਡੀਪ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਦ ਵਰਡ ਲਾਮ ਇਜ਼ ਅਵਸਥਾ ਅਵਸਥਾ ਮੀਨਸ ਯੂ ਦ ਅਵਸਥਾ ਸੋ ਅਵਸਥਾ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਬੀ ਪੋਰ ਰਿਚ middle class that is dependent on our wealth that is our avastha on a materialistic on a worldly level how much gurbani we have read and how much of gurbani we have obeyed and how much seva we have done that defines what our avastha is spiritually and the word lam can also mean avastha so how this is the directions to get to these avasthas to get to these stages so just as a person might be middle class or very poor at this time and they want to become rich and a high class satguru sahib ji narrates these different classes these different avasthas and how we can reach them so fir pardeo ji
har tejri lav man chao paya bairagiya balram jiyo
in this third stage in this third avastha or when the couple gets married the third prakarma that they do around Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji in that the sikhya that has been giving the teaching that has been giving that our mind should have chao it should have umang it should have hope it should have great aspiration enthusiasm to meet with Vaheguru Ji in Japji Sahib it says ik du jibau lakh hohe lakh hove lakh vis it talks about that a person should have so much pyar with Vaheguru that we should do ardasa that maharaj main ek zuban de naal I do your part with one tongue please give me more tongues so that I can do even more bhajan but at the present moment our condition is such that eh jehdi sanu zuban ditti aa the tongue that we have been given we don't even use this properly and if we're not using it then guru sahib says rasna japena naam til til kar kattiye this tongue has no purpose if we're not reciting Vaheguru Ji's name. So, man chao paya. So, we should have enthusiasm. We should long to meet Vaheguru. And that longing, feeling that we are separated from Vaheguru and we want to unite with Vaheguru, that is what is called bairag. So, Maharaj says that jede bairagiya, the people that have this feeling of separation, in their mind, a great chao happens. And as much of the sad sangat that is sat before me, the children, and we are all children of Satguru Sahib Ji. And in Gurbani, there is the Sakhi of a great child, through Bhagata. So in Gurbani, it says that Naam kiddan japna, how we to recite Naam, through Prahlad japyo har jaise. And who was through? Through in his small age, he was the son, he was a prince, but his father, the king, had two wives. And the stepmom, she had more control over the king than his own mom. And as a result, one day he was sat on the lap of his father, and his stepmom took him by the arm and threw him out. And he became so detached, so upset, unu bairag lag gaya. And Mahapurkh used to narrate this sakhi, and they used to sing it in this form of a tarna. So I'll do the translation as well. But if you could just all do kirpa, that main pehlo padunga, I will sing it first, and then you sing it after me. So repeat after me. He gets bairag, he becomes so detached, and he leaves, and he goes to the jungle. And when he goes to the jungle, just as we come to Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, every person that seeks to meet Maharaj, they have to go through a guru. And he meets his future guru, that was a person called Narad. And this is the dialogue that they both have, and it just relates with Man Chao Paya Bairagiya Balram Jiyo. And when he goes, so he meets with this Mahapurkh, the guru that he's going to have. And the guru asks him, because the guru often tests us, just as Sadhguru Sahib Ji puts tests to Sikhs. So if you all repeat after me, Kato laggeya bairag nyani umre, kato laggeya.
Kato laggeya bairag nyani umre, kato laggeya bairag.
Kato laggeya bairag nyani umre, kato laggeya bairag nyani umre.
Kato laggeya bairag nyani umre, kato laggeya bairag nyani umre.
So what that means is that why are you so detached? You're a child, children should be playing at home. Sometimes we think that sikhi kamaun di umar ho rya. So kato laggeya bairag nyani umre, puchde ne Narad ji ka ka. Puchde ne Narad ji ka ka, ka to laggeya bairag nyani umre, ka to laggeya bairag nyani umre,
ka to laggeya bairag nyani umre, ka to laggeya bairag nyani umre.
And then he narrates what happened with him, what happened at, just as I said, the sakhi, that his stepmom, so she hit him, she pulled him away. So oh jawab dinda, Menu maan matrai ne maareya, menu maan ne, menu maan matrai ne maareya, menu maan ne,
menu maan matrai ne maareya, menu maan ne, menu maan matrai ne maareya, menu maan ne.
So what that means is that my mother, my stepmom, she hit me. So upachdeya menu maam tarai ne maareya, karbar chadeya baba, karbar chadeya baba, menu maam tarai ne maareya, menu maane,
menu maam tarai ne maareya, menu maane. Menu mama tarine maria, menu mane.
And then the guru always puts tests, and we have the test, Shoti Sahib Jadyanuvi. So the Mughals gave lots of lalaj, and they gave them fear that je tusi apna rasta chhadde nahi, then we'll do this to you, or we'll offer this to you. Te utthe vi fir guru ne pariksha lai, he said that jangla vich sher bukda, and he said that there were lions in the jungle, that you won't be able to do Pagati. But he was so insistent that he became one of the Pagats of Gurbani. And that all comes from Jado Bairag Hunda, when we have this longing to meet Maharaj. And he became that great. So Har Tijadi Lam Man Chao Paya. So the mind grows so much enthusiasm. When does it grow? When just like through Pagat, we have Bairag, we have longing. So sometimes when something bad happens in our life, we can take it in a negative way. Or the other way is to develop a relationship with Maharaj Sahib.
Sant jana har mel har paya vad pagiya Balram jiyo.
And how can we do that? Sant jana har mel. So sant, those sreshth gursikhs, those great gursikhs, those gursikhs that are forever attuned with Maharaj, that are always singing the praises of Maharaj. O the sad sangat, sant janahar mel har paya. And we attain what? We attain Vaheguru. And only those people can attain Vaheguru jede vadpagi hon. And those people, those fortunate people, बलिहारे जाइए, आई एम ऑलवेज अ सैक्रीफाइस टू देम। ओ राम जो रमिया होया परमेश्वर, दैट वाहेगुरु दैट इज एवरीवेयर, दैट इज अब्जॉर्ब्ड इन एवरीवेयर, दैट परमिएट्स फ्रॉम एवरीथिंग, फ्रॉम द स्टोन टू द सन, ही रिसाइड्स इन एवरीथिंग। ओ वाहेगुरु साहिब जी, तो मैं बलिहारे जाना जेड़े मिलाप करा देंदे आ संगत दे नाल।
निर्मल हर पाया हर गुण गाया, मुख बोली हर बाणी।
सो निर्मल हर पाया, वी अटेन द प्योर वाहेगुरु। एवरीथिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड हैज मिलावट, सो इट्स नॉट द प्योर फॉर्म, बट वाहेगुरु इज कंप्लीटली प्योर। वाहेगुरु हैज नो ग्रीड दैट ओ मेरा नाम जपण। ही डज नॉट बिकम बिगर ओ स्मॉलर थ्रू अस रिसाइटिंग हिज नेम ओ बिकमिंग क्लोजर विद हिम, दैट्स व्हाई इज निर्मल। बट जे असी करांगे निर्मल हर पाया, वी वो बिकम वाहेगुरु साहिब जीज रूप। हर हर जन दुई एक है, बिबिचार किचना है। और हर गुण गाया, सो दिस इज एन इंस्ट्रक्शन फॉर अस दैट ओ परमेश्वर दे गुण गाने आ। मुख बोली हर बाणी, एंड थ्रू दिस माउथ वी आर टू टेक गुड पर्पस फ्रॉम इट, एंड द बाणी दैट सतगुरु साहिब जी हैज गिवन, उस बाणी नू असी पढ़ना आ।
संत जना वड पागी पाया, हर कथिया अकथ कहानी।
एंड दैट इज व्हेन वी मीट विद द संत्स, द श्रेष्ठ गुरसिक्स, ओ संत श्री गुरु ग्रंथ साहिब जी महाराज। सो वी those gursikhs hari pad do
sant janavad paagi paya har kathiya akath kahani।
And satguru sahib ji narrates that sant janavad paagi paya, through their great fortunes the sants, the gursikhs, they found maharaj and har kathiya akath kahani, the unsaid story of Vaheguru, because Vaheguru is beyond our comprehension. There has no one that has been completely able to describe Vaheguru ji, what they are like. We can all sing a little bit that Vaheguru is like this, or we can say Vaheguru is not like this, but completely, no one can do that. But those Mahapurks, those great Gursikhs that meet with Vaheguru, so they, the akat, the unsaid story of Vaheguru, they are able to kathiya, to narrate it, to orate it, to speak it, to sing it, and to share it.
Erda har 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 ton upaji, har japiya mastak paag jiyo.
And just as we have a wind-up toy, the idea of a wind-up toy is that you wind it up, you continually do that, and afterwards, it walks by itself, the energy is in itself to continue by itself. In that same way, and even there's some electrical things, like there were fans a few years ago and it was quite a big thing. You would pedal them, you would keep pressing the button, and afterwards those fans would spin by themselves. And there are many things like that that can be used as an example. God's name is just like that. First, we have to do the Simran ourselves. That is the first stage of Gursikhi. To listen and to repeat Vaheguruji's name in the way that Maharaj Sahib is prescribed through Simran and Gurbani. After a while, it becomes so casual, it becomes so natural that Hirdai Har 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 Ton Upaji. It becomes like a melody that is constantly going on. Like we say a tape recorder is on rewind or on loop. Just like that, we could be sitting, standing, sleeping, but that naam of Vaheguru Ji is so powerful that it continues to go inside of us. So Hirdai Har 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 Ton Upaji, Har Japiya Mastak Paag Jiyo. But we can only sing it je sade mastak te a paag, if it is preordained, if it is in our destiny. But when we do matha tekna to Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj, the way to do matha tek, a technical term for it is ashtang bandana. That is when eight limbs touch Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj's darbar's floor. And one of the parts of the body that especially that should touch when we do matha tek is our heads. Because jede o matthe diyan rekhama, it's been accepted that the lines of the forehead, they mark our destiny, they can tell our future. They can change, they will change when we bow in front of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj. And they will become good and fortunate, and they will become such that jithe mastak bhag, we are bhag, our destiny will become such, our karma will change, that we are able to sing Vaheguru Ji's praises.
Jan Nanak bole tiji lava har upaja man bairag jiyo.
Tan tan Sri Guru Ramdas Sahib Ji says that Jan Nanak and Guru Maharaj Ji in humility, no one else has as much humility as Satguru Sahib Ji themselves. In Sri Guru Ramdas Sahib Ji's jeevan it comes that their beard was very long. And when the son of Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj came and he proposed this question and he did it, Maharaj knows in what way he did it or what was in his mind, but he said, why do you keep such a long beard? And Tan Sri Guru Ramdas Sahib Ji Maharaj, with one hand they touched his feet, with the other hand they held their beard. So they were about to take their beard and wipe the dust of Baba Sri Chandji's feet. And they said, to wipe the dust of the feet of saints is the purpose of this beard. And that is the nimrata, the humility. And this is someone that was the guru themselves. And that Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj's sarup, Sri Guru Ramdas Sahib Ji is saying, Jan, I am a servant. And I am the servant that is the form of Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji. And they speak, Tiji Lavain. This is the third lam, the third... So parkarma of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji that we are to do, and this is the third stage. And what happens in this stage? Har upaja man bai raag jiyo. We develop this longing to meet with Akal Purakh Vaheguru. And it is like a sweet bitter pain. E bai raag de vich ras vi a, te naal de naal vichhode da dukh vi a. We have to actually feel that we are separate from Vaheguru to have this longing inside of us. Guru Ramdas Sahib Ji, unna de jeevan vich aunda that they were such a great abhyasi, a practitioner of Gursikhi, a nitnemi, so a liturgent, someone that read Gurbani, that when they read Gurbani, unna da chola pij janda siga, so unna de netran de jal naal. Their whole garment, their robe, their dress would become wet from the tears from their eyes when they read Gurbani. That is the birag, the prem that they had. And so this is the same birag that Maharaj Sahib is narrating in this lam.
Har chothadi lav man sahaj paya har paya balram jiyo.
Now in this chothi lam, so this is the final stage. And in this stage, Maharaj Sahib narrates, uniting with Vaheguru, what happens? So there are many different ways to understand. It's like you could say that the droplet meets with the ocean. You could say just as the day merges with the night, and then the night then merges with the day. There are many examples that we can explain. But meeting with Maharaj Sahib, we lose our own identity and we become completely one with Vaheguru Ji. Phir pad do.
Har chothri lav man sahaj paya har paya balram jiyo.
Man sahaj paya, our mind becomes steady and our mind attains gyan. Now this is something we're just going to go a little bit deeper. Our mind is separated from Vaheguru in two ways. We have agyan or ignorance in two ways. And one way is that we think, or we can think, that Maharaj Sahib doesn't exist. We probably have schoolmates or people around us that think that Maharaj Sahib does not exist. And the other thing that we can all feel until we've united with Vaheguru is that if Vaheguru exists, why can't I feel him? Why can't I see him before me? And both of these things, they act like a sheaf. Like when we wear sunglasses, we cannot see the color in the world, everything is tinted. In that same way, when we have these two layers of agyan, of ignorance, we cannot realize what Maharaj Sahib is, or we cannot know Maharaj. And to eradicate both of these, that's what it means to become a gyani, to have gyan, to have knowledge, to meet with Vaheguru. So the first thing, that Vaheguru hai hi nahi, that Maharaj Sahib does not exist. People around us will say that, hopefully we do not believe that. That is known as asattapad dosh. And how to alleviate that is like how we're listening to katha. In katha, we will begin to understand that it was Maharaj Sahib that when we were in our mother's tummy, in our mother's womb, and when we're in our mother's stomach, apa putte hunneya, we're upside down. And in katha of Gurbani, when these things come, that osa villevi, Maharaj Sahib sustained us. And then when we were an infant, Maharaj Sahib continued to sustain us. Through our lives, Maharaj Sahib, they protect us. And then in the moment of death, only Maharaj Sahib will protect us. Osvele, we'll completely begin to accept. We won't have a doubt that Maharaj Sahib, so they do not exist. And in Punjabi, isnu kendeya, so parokh gyan. The jira aparokh gyan hunda. So the other problem that we had was that we cannot feel Maharaj. Maharaj Sahib hai je hai ta sanu mehsoos nahi hunde. The solution to that is a parokh gyan, jehda akh to pare gyan hove. And that is when we become one with Vaheguru. And then just as Bhai Kanhaiya ji, when they fought the battle, unanu dushmana, in the enemies they could see Guru Gobind Singh Sahib ji, and in the Singhs they could see Guru Gobind Singh Sahib ji, we attain that. That is what it means to become one with Vaheguru. So that is what it means to have milap and to attain this sahaj, sahaj paya, har paya, to meet, to attain this king, Lord Vaheguru. So balaram jiyo balihare jaiye, we are a sacrifice. So just as it says in Japji Sahib, varya na jawa ek var, that jinne mere sreer te vaal viya, so unni vari vi mein baliharne, I cannot. So sing the praises of Vaheguru, I cannot do that varnan. So Balaram Jiyo, I am a sacrifice to that Ramya, that Vaheguru that is everywhere. So we've run out of time, and this was the vichar of the fourth lam that we have begun. So Maharaj Sahib Ji Kirpa Karna, the Gursikhs will continue this part of this katha. So they will continue on to do this. So Maharaj Sahib Ji Kirpa Karan, that we, whatever we hear and whatever we say, we're able to practice it within our own lives. And for all the mistakes that I've made, may Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji and the Guru Sarup Khalsa Sahaj Sangat forgive me. So, do pangtiyan padke samapti ji.
Har chauthri lav man sahaj
sahaj paya, har paya balram jiyo, gurmukh milya subhaye, har man tan meetha laya balram jiyo. Vaheguru ji ka khalsa, Vaheguru ji ki fateh.